Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Stephen Price, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Castle Valley Crop School. Stephen, pleasure as always to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
So yeah, Castle Valley Crop School is right around the corner coming up on Wednesday, February 19th. Going to be from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the beautiful campus of USU Eastern. So I guess just for people who might not know or have never experienced the Castle Valley Crop School, what does this entail?
Yeah, so this is something that's been going on in this area for quite some time, actually. And so each year, this is just a good time for both growers as well as agency folks to get together, talk about programs, talk about new research, different things going on in ag in our area. And we kind of have a different theme or different set of speakers each year. So it kind of changes a little bit each year. So it's just a really nice time to get out, talk ag with both people in industry, people in education and research, as well as just talk to other growers in the area too.
And we were talking about this a little bit before we came on the air, but you guys are covering a whole lot of topics over the course of the crop school, and a lot of them are really dealing with some of the newer ag technology. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so this year we decided to have kind of a advances in technology theme, so different things that are coming down the pipeline, things that are locally applicable to us here in Eastern Utah that we're starting to see more and more of. So we'll have some folks coming and talking about drone applications in agriculture. So what can drones be used for in ag? We've all seen videos of both, you know, herbicide applications and remote sensing and overseeding, even gathering cattle and livestock using drones. So kind of talking about different applications for drones, and we'll have somebody, Justin Clausen, and B-Dub Barstow will be here talking about specific applications for our area. We'll also have a few folks coming talking about advances in irrigation technology, so both pivots as well as wheel lines. We have some great research coming out of USU showing how some of these new technologies can really help make farms more proficient in their use of irrigation, which is obviously, being in the Colorado River watershed, something that we really are concerned about. And we also have some folks coming to talk about virtual fencing. So this is a rapidly increasing technology. It's becoming more and more affordable to a lot of producers. And we have some really good information looking at in southeastern Utah how those are being used and kind of the pros and cons of those technologies.
And that kind of leads right into the next topic I want to hit on with you, Stephen. And that's kind of the importance of an event like this. Like you said, this is a rapidly evolving technology. It seems like every year or so you're finding something even cooler to manage these crops. And especially in a world where we're starting to see a lot of state regulations come down on how and how you can't manage your crops, I think an event like this really is important for farmers in the area.
Absolutely. And we also, so even programs change, you know, beyond just our practices and technologies. So we actually will have some folks there from NRCS, Colorado River Water Authority, to kind of talk about those programs as well, changes and different things going on in those programs available for ag producers.
And I really think another important aspect of this is that this is free. This isn't something you're going to have to spend hundreds of dollars, travel out of state to. This is something that's free and right in your backyard. So if people are interested in signing up for the crop school, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so they can contact the extension office here in Carbon County. It is free, and we'll have some little trade show there. We'll have some door prizes so people can enter to win win some cool stuff. And dinner is provided. So we do want to get a head count so we can make sure that anybody that wants to eat can have dinner there on us, courtesy of the Price River Watershed Conservation District. So if they want to contact the extension office in Carbon County, we can get you signed up.
Now, Stephen, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, come and join us. It'll be a good time. It's always really interesting.
Well, Stephen, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Stephen Price from USU Extension. We were talking about the upcoming Castle Valley Crop School. That's going to be on Wednesday, February 19th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the Jennifer Lovett Student Center on the beautiful campus of Utah State University Eastern. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.